wondered if you were out here. Just stopped and fueled up my personal vehicle and got a few more minutes. I thought I'd just check to see if you were there. How you doing today? I haven't heard you all day.
Excuse me. A little progress each day, I guess. Got some pain in my chest up here where they cut into me, Shane, but I was able to get up and walk downstairs to the basement for a while and share some time with Bernice down there.
Starts in about 10 or 15 seconds.
of a power loss, but sounds like you had a great day other than that, Shane, and I'm glad to hear it. We haven't went anywhere today, but I've been dealing with doctors and all of that, and it's really been stressful, I'll tell you. And if you got to deal with the government any, that's even worse.
Right, Tom. I don't enjoy that part of it. But I've had a good day. I'm getting home a little later than, a little later than I have been, but that was my own fault. I stayed around and talked a little bit, and then I stopped for fuel, and the pump was really slow, and it took a while, and Beth's already asleep, so I've just kind of been taking my time and not being in a rush getting home. So, and it's beautiful, clouds are opening up, and I get a little bit of light in the western sky, so it's really pretty with the clouds and the colors and stuff.
Well, I sure appreciate you calling me. I really do always enjoy it. And my voice is much worse than yours, and I'm a little hoarsey. I've been blowing on that instrument they give you to try to keep from getting pneumonia. I should do it more, I think. I slept in my own bed last night. Boy, that's a blessing that people don't realize. I've been sleeping in this lazy boy, which... it's a nice chair, and it's got electric up and down and stuff. I don't have to pull on nothing. But I got to tell you, that sleeping in my own bed was really great. I don't know if sleeping on my side's a bad thing or not, you know, because they cut in the front of my chest. So maybe I'll ask them that. I got a doctor's appointment Monday with a cardiologist. I'll be glad when this gets over with. They keep telling me how good I'll feel. I sure don't yet, Shane.
Your own bed, there's nothing like it. Doesn't matter where you go. It's rare that you find a place better than yours, especially the hospital. But you know what? You could substitute that little breathing instrument they have you do. You could just pull out your French horn. That might do just as well.
I haven't done that for years. I don't own one anymore. I did have one. Let me see, I think I sold my log splitter that I had built in 5 ricks of wood, and I bought a French horn. Wasn't that how I got it, Bernice?
Yeah.
Or was it when I sold my radio?
No.
No? It was when I sold my log splitter, which is, it was a dandy. It was built like a howitzer, and in 5 ricks of wood, and that's how I got my French horn. But, you know, it's worth it. I think it's worth about $4,000 now, and back then it was only worth about $1,000.
I do love the sound of a French horn. I love my favorite combination of instruments. Well, I played the trombone, and I really love a trombone choir. You know, that could include a baritone and tubas, euphonium, things like that, the low brass sound. But I do love a quintet, just that broad spectrum of voices, brass voices. I really like that. I'd love to play in one day, but I got to get it out.
It's something that brings happiness to everybody. I played in woodwind quintet, which was a flute, a bassoon, an oboe, a horn. Might have been a trombone, I'm not sure, Shane. Really enjoyed that. And I always thought those double reeds, man, I don't know how they play those things. But then I played in brass quintets also. And I still miss that. It was really enjoyable. I tried out for the faculty university woodwind quintet one time, and I found out that I wasn't near as good as what I thought I was, because the music they handed out was incredibly difficult. So I give up on that idea. And they didn't even have to tell me that I didn't make it. But some of those musicians, their whole lives, these were professors I was playing with, and it was just a pay grade above me.
incredible musicians out there. I think some of the best ones, more of the, guitar, piano, kind of band players. Those are those studio guys that will play behind all the so-called stars, because those people can do anything and everything and every style, and most of them are not even looking at, don't need the music. You know, they either know the song or they can pick it up really well. And that's just, I love that kind of ability. I don't have it. I was always jealous of it. But I also know it, the majority of it was not just something they did, you know, they just were able to. I know those guys worked hard, guys and gals, they worked hard at that. And unfortunately, I wasn't as committed as I should have been when I was younger. Probably still not. So now you know how life gets in the way. N4ZLK.
Yes, I played in the orchestra pit for Sound of Music and different plays like that. Boy, you really got to be on the stick and watch that conductor. Things happen really fast. But I was trying to remember, losing my memory now, but we had a really good director. She was, she had actually been in the Marine Corps. One of the best orchestras I believe I ever heard was the Marine Corps Orchestra. Bernice and I took 20 to 40 students to Washington, D.C. On the band trip, and we got to go out to the oldest Marine base in the United States. It was 1875 or something like that, and we saw that, and then we saw the United States Marine Band, and oh my God, they were wonderful. And then we saw the silent drill team, and I'll never forget that as long as I live. And that was really enjoyable. Shelly, our daughter, she tried out for the San Francisco Opera Orchestra. I think there was 250 flute players that tried out for that San Francisco Opera Orchestra thing.
That is amazing how many people there are that are good enough, or think they're good enough anyway. Most of them are. That's a lot of competition, but that's great. If life had gone different, I would have enjoyed playing more professional or more, I would have wanted to be able to play professional. How about that? But just the way life was, didn't take the time, wasn't dedicated when I was younger, but I was pretty naturally good on the trombone, and I should have stuck with that. I tried different instruments. There were other ones that I wanted to learn and tried for a little while, and just, you know, again, not kind of half-heartedly, but looking back, the trombone just really came to me very easily, and I really enjoyed that. But Tom, great to hear you tonight. I'm going to let you go. I'm not far. And hello, Bernice. I don't know if I said that or not. Nice to hear both of you. I'm glad you're doing better. Keep getting better every day, Tom, so we can keep talking. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Well, I'm Shane. Thank you for hollering at me. Shelly, she plays in the Michigan Philharmonic, which is a really fine organization up there in Detroit. And she plays gigs all the time all around the Detroit area. And she's got about a year and a half left, I think, or 2 years to finish up teaching. She's been teaching for a few years now, again, at a middle school or high school? It's a middle school. And she's enjoying it and loves it. And her husband just retired, so they'll be retiring and going to the farm one of these days, Shane. Anyway, up in Wisconsin, where my son-in-law's mother lives. You take care. I'm glad you had a safe day, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N4ZLK. This is N0TR73.
KN4NQD, KO4HKX.
Hear that weak station calling you. Send your LTR. I guess you didn't, but you was awfully weak. Just send your LTR clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer, and I'm filling in for Matt tonight. He is on vacation. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. And tonight being Thursday night, we'll start with Quebec through Tango. But before we begin the RF section of the net, we're going to recognize pre-net check-ins and brand new amateur radio operators. And at the moment, we don't have any echo links. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, the control like to recognize KC4PLT. That's Richard. He's in Pentagrass, Georgia. KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. AA4GH, that's Gus in Newland, North Carolina. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, there in Piedmont. And NC9V, that's Leon, bringing with him. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, there in Hendersonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Malden. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Travelers Rest. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KV2BYQ, that's Dave. He is in Easley. And we'll check one more time to see if anybody checked in while we were calling them, and they did not. And we do not have any Echolinks stations. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into the net before and aren't quite sure of what the protocol is for checking into the net, but would still like to get checked in? Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, doesn't look like we have any brand new radio amateur radio operators at the moment, but we will continue to check as we know people are going through taking their tests and studying, getting upgrades, and doing all kinds of fun stuff. Tonight being Thursday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Quebec through Tango. Sessions of the first letter in their suffix, that is a Q through a T. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks, Dave, for calling the net. Say good evening to Amy. Good evening to all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Go back to Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris. And Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris. For DJW. Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Calpin. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize my neighbor over here in Greer, N0TR. That's Tom. Sounding good, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello and appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. It's good to hear you sounding good. And KO4QLG, that is Chris. He's over in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, that's Bill in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're having a good Thursday evening. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, then we'll move along to the Uniform Through Zulu group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that is a U through a Z, and would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, net control. Net control, if you would please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville, South Carolina, on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir, to you and everybody on the net.
JW. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
JW. Could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. Clint and Honeypath, and thank you for calling the net, and 73, everybody.
Net control, like recognize, KQ4ZLE. That's Anthony, and he is in Townville. Sounding good, Anthony. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KO4WTQ, that's Greg, and never mind over here in Greer. Good to have you as night, Greg. And KQ4YOO, that's Clint and Honeypath. You're sounding good, Clint. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that'll wrap us around to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, stations with the first letter in their suffix that is an A through a D. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73, see you, and all on the net.
JW. Hey, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bright joint. We are portable over here in Easley. Our power went out of just a bit ago. Good evening to you, Miss Amy. All on the net, just check us in and out.
For DJW. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR. Terry, Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Rick and Lorena are located in Piedmont. Miss Michelle is in Ware Shoals. Good to have you as night, Rick. Do tell Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello and hope you guys are having a wonderful Thursday evening. And our Wednesday night Net Control operator, KI4DOS Gary, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, and they are in the dark and portable. And he said, I hope you get that power on really, really quick, Gary, or get a generator started up or something. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Joey we said hello. And KR4ACR, that is Terry. He's in Moore. Good to have you tonight, Terry. You sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Go ahead. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
Dave, that last station was KO4DBR, a Bo over here in Easley. He's been having some problems with his transceiver on.
Is his name Nicholas or Nick?
No, he checks in by Bo.
Did you say KO4 Bravo or Delta Bravo Romeo or Bravo Delta Romeo?
KR4DBR. This is Bo and Easley.
Okay, I had a KO instead of a KR. That's my fault. Bo, I appreciate your patience and appreciate you continuing to try to get in. And Gary, appreciate your relay. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KR4DBR. Delta Bravo Romeo. That's Bo and Easley. Good to have you as night, Bo, and sorry for messing up your call. Any other stations in the, we are in the Echo Through Hotel group now, station for the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. Steve, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight, Dave. It's good to hear you again, and thanks.
For DJW. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. My home in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
Okay, on that last station, I got KR4 is all I got. I think it lit up. Check your battery. It sounds like it's starting, but then as you get a few words into it, it just shuts off. Check your red light, transmission light on your battery. Make sure it's, hang, it's holding in there. Try it one more time.
Control, please check.
Okay, that time all I got was net control, please check, and then it stopped. I think your battery's going dead. Go ahead, Patrick.
R4EEE, and he's in Hendersonville.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for the relay. And, Greg, I think you might be having battery issues or something. Something's going on. Maybe it's a resistance in the transmission line. That control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you on my radio, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4HKX, our Saturday night, not Saturday night, our, I keep wanting to change you around, Patrick, our Sunday night net control operator, KO4HKX, Patrick, he's in Penrose, North Carolina. You sounding good, Patrick, appreciate your help on getting the next station in, KR4EEE, that's Greg in Hendersonville. And Greg, I think there's something going on there, I'm not sure what it is, but hope to get that fixed pretty soon. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Zoo Hotel group who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW? Okay, that'll bring us to the India through Lima group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Net control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, and James is in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope all's going well with you. You sounded good on the radio, and I did mess something up here. I messed up Donna's call. Let me get that in there right. Yeah, that's better. And net control, like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He is in Greer. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. And appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Do tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Thursday evening. And that's the first time I've messed up your call in ages. or Donna's calling me. I got yours right. But I messed hers up. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the blue? Well, we got an Echolink station. Let's give that Echolink station the opportunity to check in. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, if you're if you having trouble with your Echolink transmit button or an issue, you can type in a message on the chat, and I will get you checked in that way. We'd like to get you checked in if we can. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, Justin checked in via the chat on Echolink. Net control, I'd like to recognize KR4FEM. That's Justin in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Justin. Hope everything's going well with you. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in via text message over EchoLink. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Pa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. DHW, please check in Kilo November 4, November Quebec Tango, that's west down in Powdersville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4NQT. Now it's west in Powdersville. Good to have you with us tonight, Wes. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Do you have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, that means we've got them all. This is W4DJW. No, wait a minute. We haven't gone full alphabet. Let's try all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4YQI. That's Jose and Taylor's. Good to have you this night, Jose. Hope all's going well with you, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we don't have any rag chewers, so we're going to go straight to have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, looks like I have not. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KC4SKD, who's normally would have called it a week from tomorrow, but he's calling tomorrow to get him and Leon on different days of every other Friday. So KC4SKD, Larry, will be calling that tomorrow night. Be sure and stop by back with him tomorrow. I'm sure he'd appreciate you checking in on his net, and I'm sure you will enjoy his net as well. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
CN4NQT, KO4HKX.
HKX.
This is Wes down in Powdersville. Had a
You kind of cut out there after your name.
Was wanting to ask, did I hear you in a conversation about DMR just an evening or two ago?
Correct. Mark and I were talking about DMR Tuesday night on the net and the rag tube portion.
Part of that, and I was wondering if I might get to talk to you at another time about maybe DMR.
I'll tell you what little I know.
Not really available much tonight, but is there another time later this week or weekend that you might be available?
Sunday night, during the net, we can do it during the rag tube portion or after the net closes.
I'll make a point to be on Sunday night then. I've picked up a radio and interested in that, but do have some questions. So I caught part of your conversation and thought I would like to talk to you a little more. So Sunday would work out great.
I will look forward to catching you Sunday night on the net.
Good, and thank you.
If we can't help you, KO4HK. Clear. 73.
NQT, I'll be clear. Thank you. 732.